Ramsey TV.
Inclusion is out of God's timing. As wonderful of a concept as it is, as Pollyannish thought as it is, pie in the sky, really, if I get right down to it. The Brotherhood of Man. I love John Lennon. I love the Beatles. Love John Lennon in particular. And in his song, Imagine, of course, it's pie in the sky. It's a nice sentiment, but it's just not time for it. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. But today, is mankind a brotherhood? A corollary consideration here, is God part of the fatherhood of all? The harsh answer is no. God is not now the father of a brotherhood. This eon is a wicked eon, and God paints these days as days of resistance, as days of apostasy, as days of evil, as days of people who are yet antagonistic toward God. And this song of John Lennon's, Imagine, as wonderful as it sounds, he himself did not know what it would take to bring about a brotherhood of man. It was proleptic, that is, calling what is not as though it were. But it's dangerous to speak of it today as a reality, to speak of all of us as brothers and as God is the father of all. Now, he's the God of all, of course. He's sovereign of all, but he's not the father of all, because the world is not yet conciliated to God. God is conciliated to the world, yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, but the world is not yet conciliated to God. And until it is, until God puts his spirit upon all, he is not the father of all today, and we are not a brotherhood of man. Wish we were, but we're not. Welcome to the end of the week. I'm Martin Zender. You're at MZ TV. Yes, I'm the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, making sense 5 days a week. This is the last of those days of the week here from the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula, where I'm happy to be. Didn't mean to give you the wrong impression yesterday. I am thankful and happy to be here. I'm thankful and happy for all the blessings God has given me. But again, I think if I was completely satisfied down here, there would be something wrong. So don't feel bad that you're not satisfied. There's something very right about that. So this whole thing with inclusion, you've seen the bumper stickers with all the religious symbols. What does it say on those bumper stickers? Peace? Or let's all get along? There's something. What does it say? Bumper sticker with all the religions. I have to look this up because I just can't bring it to mind. Bumper sticker with all religions. All religious, so there it is, with all religious symbols. Coexist, that's it. The words coexist appear, I'll put the bumper sticker here. The words coexist appear using all these wonderful symbols. You have the symbol of Islam, beautiful. You have the peace sign. You have the male, female signs. You have the Star of David. I don't know what the I is. The S is yin and yang, which suggests Eastern religions. And the T looks like the cross of Christ. Yes, let's just put the cross of Christ together with those who call themselves Jews today, with all the Eastern religions. Throw in the hippies, of course. You can't not include Islam. And, of course, males and females, they all get along beautifully. Well, in a way, there's truth here because we're forced to coexist. The coexistence suggested by this bumper sticker is forced. It's not natural. And it cannot be natural. Any attempt today to force coexistence between the disparate religions, especially, is mistimed. And any theology which forces the brotherhood of man or the fatherhood of God is mistimed. It's out of God's timing. All these things are going to happen, but to suggest or to try to live as though they're happening now, you're going to get yourself killed, all right? You're going to get yourself killed. You cannot amalgamate Islam with the body of Christ. There's no common ground there. I'm almost tempted to say, you can't amalgamate man with woman. There's no common ground there. The best thing we can do is coexist. It's a forced coexistence, although we voluntarily walk into that, male-female relationships. I've said this before, if you haven't heard this. Some husbands and wives are concerned that, well, one's a believer, one's not, and people are afraid that they're going to die before their spouse. Oh, these are legitimate concerns. I'm empathetic there. But I tell you this, is that your gender is keeping you apart. Your gender is causing separation between you. I used to tell my wife, I said, look, when we're changed and snatched away to be with God and the sexes are eliminated, which I believe there's going to be no gender in the celestial realm, I think that'd be a wonderful thing because gender keeps us apart. All these dichotomies, the yin and the yang. What does yin and yang do? What does a positive and a negative pole do? Oh, yeah, they attract. That's true. They attract. But then what happens? There's an explosion, I think, right after. But my point was that once we're changed and that gender disappears, it's gender that keeps us separate, men and women. So many impasses, so many difficulties. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. And now is the day to recognize these differences. There's a forced political ideology that would make gender fluid and would make it non-important. Like men can go into women's restrooms, women can go into men's restrooms. No, it's not time for that. Not time for that. Well, Martin, in Christ there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female. Well, yes, that's in Christ. That's the ideal. That's what it will come to. But for now, in the Lord, there's a difference. When Paul says in Christ and in the Lord, there's a difference. What's the difference? Good question. In Christ is the higher viewpoint, what we're coming into. In the Lord is the sanctioner. That is the master. He's the one who overlooks our activities on this earth. And in the Lord, these distinctions must be recognized. And you disregard them at your own peril. Same with amalgamating the religions. It's a bad idea. But I've heard Glenn Beck, he's such an ecumenical guy, an ecumenicalist. Is that what you call him? I don't know. I don't even want to think of what it might be called. But he thinks it's would be fine if all the religions would just get along and come together. We would have this wonderful world. We would have a utopia. I mean, I just want to gag when I hear that. Glenn Beck, some of his politics are okay, some not so much, but when it comes to spirituality, the guy is clueless. The guy is clueless. I've heard him say things like, never mind your beliefs. Don't let beliefs separate us. Don't let the fact that you have an imam, you have a pastor, you have a priest, you have a, I don't know, what do Buddhists have? Who's the leader of the Buddhist religion? What do they call them? Monks? No, I don't know. I think it's good that I don't know. But for any of these people to come together, they would have to completely surrender their ideals to make it work. I don't care if Buddhists surrender their ideals to Islamists or vice versa, but as you know, I'm a stickler for the truth of God and the truths belonging to the body of Christ, and I make strong walls. I don't make them, I keep them. God has already made the walls around Paul's gospel, and we can't make Paul's gospel coexist with false teachings of the Trinity or free will, let alone with a religion like Islam. We can't make it coexist. A brotherhood of man? For one thing, as long as there are men and women, what John Lennon wanted to say was a brotherhood of humanity, as long as there are men and women, this isn't going to happen unless you can merge Venus and Mars. Again, you would get a vast explosion. Not time for it yet. God will eventually be inclusive. You might say, well, this is strange talk coming from a guy who believes that God is going to be all in all. Yes, did you hear what you said? God is going to be all in all. That is the ultimate goal, and that will be accomplished. But in the meantime, it's out of God's timing. I had somebody tell me not too long ago that, Martin, there's really no such thing as evil in the world. I said, what? What are you talking about? What world are you living in? He said, well, God is creator of evil, and all things work together for good. So if all things are working together for good, including evil, then evil is really good. Oh, whoa, whoa. I was with you up till you said evil is really good. No, evil is not good. We don't live in the absolute viewpoint. In the absolute viewpoint, you can say, yes, all evil is good in the sense that it works good. But we still have this dichotomy. We still have this difference here on this earth as we're walking in the Lord that must be recognized. Otherwise, somebody could ask me if they should go rob a bank or if they should kill their wife. And I would say, no, don't do it. It's an evil. Yes, but all evil is good. You see how dangerous it is to say all evil is good? So you can't live in the absolute viewpoint. You can't live in the eventual all in all. You can't live in that because it hasn't happened yet. As we're walking through time, as we're going through time, it has not happened yet. Oh, that reminds me, I have to give you a talk sometime. I have to do a show on the absolute and the relative because there's some still confusion going on out there. I need to make a note of this. Some people think that the absolute and the relative are realms. And they think that they're somehow operative simultaneously, like God is in an absolute realm and we're living in a relative realm. But in God's absolute realm, we actually now exist as completed beings. In God's absolute realm, we were with him before we were born. You see, that's where it goes off the rails because absolute and relative is not, these are not realms. These are viewpoints of one realm. Different ways of looking at one realm. There are not two different realms. You might as well be talking about parallel universes. One universe where one possibility pervades and another universe where another possibility pervades and they're somehow running contiguously and simultaneously and they can both be true at the same time. In other words, we can not exist with God before we were born, at the same time existing with God before we were born, because one realm is absolute, one realm is negative. Don't think this way. Absolute and relative are not realms. And I've had people try to push this stuff on me and saying that, well, in God's absolute realm, we're already changed. We're already in the celestials. No, we're not. We're not. I'm on the Florida Peninsula. These are viewpoints, not realms. So I hope that helps. I'll maybe get into more detail on that at another time. But it's a dangerous proposition to propose that everything is happening all at once because God is in a timeless realm and God is complete and God is all in all. And to suggest that just because we're walking through time doesn't mean we shouldn't live in the all in all. No, you can't live in the all in all. That is not right. I will even go so far as to say it's wrong. Because who knew more about these things than our apostle? And what does he speak of? He says, what fellowship does light have with darkness? Does belief have with unbelief? Does Christ have with the disintegrator? What fellowship does righteousness have with lawlessness? So there is a difference between killing your wife and not killing your wife. There's a difference. Even though in the absolute, all things work together for good. But no, please, we're not in the absolute. It's a way of looking at things, and we take comfort in the fact that God is operating all things, and that he is going to bring about the all in all. But in the meantime, we're living in the hardly anything in very few. That's the opposite of the all in all. Hardly anything in very few. And all in some. And not even the some who know the all in all have all. We have just a foretaste, just an earnest of our inheritance. We can't be walking around like we have the mind of Christ and we're already celestial beings. I had a guy try to tell me that. I'm already a celestial being, Martin. I looked at him. I said, Dad, have you looked in the mirror lately? Dude, you can't even shave. You're a celestial being. But Paul says we're seated among the celestials. Oh, that's a figure of speech, sir. It's called prolepsis, where God calls what is not as though it were. Look in the mirror. God calls what is not. You see yourself in the mirror? That's the not part, as though it were. But we're walking through the realm of time. It is absurd to try to even imagine the timeless realm, whatever that is. We don't know what a timeless realm is. And to imagine that God dwells in a timeless realm. This is a mistake of thinking that the absolute viewpoint is a realm, that God dwells in the absolute. He doesn't. He's God. We can't even understand that. All we can grasp is that God is the Aeonian God, and he's walking with us through time. And even God speaks in the scriptures as making distinctions. It's God writing through Paul who says, what fellowship again does light have with darkness? Does lawlessness have with righteousness? What fellowship is there? What union is there between these things? Well, it's the brotherhood of man, the fatherhood of God. Not yet, it's not. Go ahead, walk up to a guy with a gun who's holding people hostage. Go into the room, put your arm around him and say, hello, brother. Not a good idea. Boom. But John Lennon said, boom. But John Lennon said, John Lennon was a dreamer. He even admitted as much in his song. Some may say I'm a dreamer. Yes, you sure are. But I'm not the only one. That's true. We all hope for better things. I hope someday you will join us. Not until the consummation. Sorry. Then the world will live as one. So if I join you, the world will live as one? What magical thing is going to make the world live as one? The world is not going to live at one. It's not meant to live at one. There are tons of differences that you need to recognize. Are you going to get yourself killed? I don't want you to get yourself killed. Don't get killed. Stay alive. Wait until the consummation, John Lennon. Then the world will live as one. In the meantime, the poor dude was shot. I mourned the day John Lennon was shot. Loved the Beatles. Felt a particular kinship with John. And when he was shot in December of 1980, it just demolished me. What a beautiful vision, though. I'm not disparaging the thought of it. I'm not disparaging the hope for it. But to try to force it today will yield nothing but disappointment and frustration. You see, I'm trying to relieve you of frustration. You won't have frustration if you recognize that God does certain things at certain times. The time will come for the consummation when everything will come out in the wash. It doesn't mean we'll all be the same person. It doesn't mean that we'll all be just amalgamated into God and no one will have a distinct identity. No, we will always have our distinct identities, not necessarily gender, but who we are, the people we are. Gender separates us, my friends. And criminals separate themselves from the ones who are lawful. And lawless ones, I'm saying the same thing, but I'm using scriptural language. Lawless ones separate themselves from those who are law-abiding, or those who are now declared to be righteous. Even that, we're not constituted righteous yet. So you can't walk around like you don't sin. But God says, I'm righteous. God's calling what is not. Look in the mirror as though it were. It's a figure of speech. Prolepsis. Calling what is not as though it were. You're not righteous yet. You're declared to be righteous. You're considered righteous by God. He looks at you as though you were righteous, but you are not yet constituted righteous. You're still a male. You're still a female. You're still an employee. Your boss is still the boss. You're not one. Don't treat your boss like you're one. We're one. It's a brotherhood of man. I'm taking the day off. Oh, you're fired. John, get John Lennon on the phone. What happened? I told my boss we were brothers, and I got fired. I told you you weren't supposed to do it yet. No, you didn't. You should have added a verse to the song. It ain't quite ready to happen yet, but one day it will, but not now. Yeah. Sorry. In God's timing, it's going to happen. And we can live with that expectation that it will happen. We can revel in the future. The future, what's that? Yeah, it's a time word. Everything God communicates to us in the scriptures is done in the realm of time. That's where we live. That's where we are, to get ahead of it. Not only in time, but in space. That is to get ahead of it in considering everybody your brother. Everybody is one. No. Again, you're going to get yourself killed. I want you to live. I want you to live so that you can be snatched away on your feet. And then, even then, even after we're snatched away, it's still not going to happen. There's still an eon and another eon after that, where there will still be many of these distinctions, righteousness and lawlessness. For us, maybe no more the distinction between male and female, but these other things, belief and unbelief, there's still going to be people dead in the lake of fire. Life and death will still exist. But at the consummation, the beautiful consummation. I wish John would have included that word somewhere in his song. And in the consummation, only then will we live as one. Now that song would have gone quadruple platinum.
We're rolling. Should I try to do some more? 25:06-4. Oh, oh. Imagine lyrics. Let's go for it.